Recorded Books presents Paper Covers Rock by Jenny Hubbard, narrated by Stephen Boyer.
Call Me Ismail. When my dad gave me this journal 2 years ago and said, "Fill it with your impressions," I imagine he had a more idyllic portrait of boarding school life in mind. I imagine he pictured a lot of bright things, sending his only child to an institution whose official motto is Ad Lux. But these pages have remained blank. I have not had much to say until now, when now is everything. If you are reading this, you have happened upon it by accident. Call me Ismail. My apologies to Herman Melville, from whom I may have to steal a few words to tell the story that is about to be told, that is in the middle of being told, that will never stop being told. Such is the nature of guilt. Such is the nature of truth. But it is also the nature of guilt to sideline the truth. Welcome to the sidelines, dear reader. If you get bored with my literary efforts, with the plot or characters, if you find that good old Ismail is putting you to sleep, read a real novel, a great American one. Read Moby Dick. Read to your heart's content. Though, if you're a reader, the heart is never content. Newspapers may tell you the plot, but they never tell you the real story. And they never, ever tell you what started the whole thing to begin with. But when the end is death, maybe what comes before doesn't matter. What happens on September 30th is still going to happen. So, what happens? 1. The bell rings at exactly 11:45. I've been waiting for this bell. I own a watch just so I can set it.